Hello, my name is Tim, and you are listening to the 1 Minute Apologist podcast with Dr. Bobby Conway. Today, we're going to be catching up on some audio from some recent videos.
Welcome to the 1 Minute Apologist.
1 Minute Apologist.
Apologetics seeks to give credible answers to curious questions,
to give a defense.
One of the primary resources that we use to give credible answers to curious questions is short videos. And you can find all of those videos on our YouTube channel. Head on over to youtube.com, search 1 Minute Apologist, and they will come up. Every once in a while on the podcast, we enjoy kind of catching up on some recent videos. If you're primarily an audio listener and you don't go on YouTube very much, you might have missed some of these videos. And the content is really good. Bobby's covering a lot of current questions that are happening in kind of the theological and apologetic sphere. And this first video that we're going to check out, he kind of defines scientism. And if you don't know what scientism is, Bobby will tell you.
What is scientism? There are many people that will accuse Christians of being anti-science. And as a believer, I would say there's nothing in the scriptures that would lead us to think we should be anti-science. But I am anti-scientism. What is scientism? Scientism is basically the belief that science or the hard sciences can be the end-all answer to everything. That science can answer all of our big questions. And what ends up happening there is things like faith and belief and trust and all that, that just gets thrown into the category of you can never really know that. So all we're gonna do is focus on what we can know through science. But there's a lot of things that we can't just prove scientifically, right? The statement that you can only prove things scientifically is not a scientific statement. That's a statement that we would have to philosophically show. So scientism is basically an abuse of science. It takes it all the way to the extremes of saying the only way to know anything is through science. And that is not the only way that we can understand things. We can understand things philosophically and through other measures.
Well, I hope you found that video enlightening, giving a little bit more depth and insight to what is scientism. Recently, we have opened up the comment section on our YouTube channel, and it seems like a number of people disagree with Bobby about scientism and whether or not it even exists. So maybe if you agree with Bobby, you can jump on over to the video, leave a comment, and join the conversation over at youtube.com/1MinuteApologist. The next video we're going to listen to, hear the audio from the video. And again, these videos are on the YouTube channel. You can go check them out. They're also on our Facebook page. So you can check them out there as well. And if you enjoy these videos, please consider sharing them with your network on social media or send somebody the link in an email or whatnot. Bobby's going to be talking to us about how to become a speed listener.
How to become a speed listener. I don't know if you've ever heard of the app called Audible in your phone, but I would encourage you to get it. In the last 4 or 5 years, I have probably went through 550 books on Audible. But what's amazing about Audible is they have this feature whereby you could turn it on, and I'm going to do it right now. I'm listening to a book right now called Scientism and Secularism by J.P. Moreland. And I just recently did an episode on scientism. I'd encourage you to check that out. But he did a book on that. Now, this particular book I've been listening at in double speed, but there's this feature where you can listen in single speed, you know, time and a half, two, triple, three and a half. Many of the books that I listen to at triple speed, sometimes even at 3.5 times. And when I first started doing this, it was about speed and a half. Now, why is this app important? Because if you look at a book and it says it'll take 6 hours to listen to, if you learn to triple listen, you can get through a book in 2 hours. And you'd say, well, Bobby, is it possible to really comprehend? Yes, because people actually can listen to way many more words in a minute than we actually speak. And my brain's kind of ADD, so if I listen too slowly, I'm gonna get ADD. So what can happen is if you can get past the weirdness of the voice going quickly, and you can, you can literally fall into a place and you can begin to build up. It's like learning a language and you can fall into it. And again, I've listened to many of the great classics, many of the great philosopher books, literally a double and triple speed, booking through books, did a sabbatical in 90 days and went through over 100 books on Audible. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to encourage you that we can learn a lot more than we realize if we will take this on. So get Audible, it's a great app, and you can learn to become a speed listener. And yeah, I believe that I could comprehend, or you can comprehend, listening as good as you can reading, especially if you're an Audible learner. This will be a real treat for you.
Well, I have used Bobby's advice a number of times. I as well listen to books on Audible, the app, and I tend to listen to them at 1.5 or 2 times speed. But you might not know that you can also do the same thing on YouTube. If you're listening to videos on YouTube on your computer, there's a small box in the corner where you can click and you can pick the different pixel rates, whether it's 480 or 720, but you can also pick the speed. So if you're using videos as kind of a way to just kind of listen to the audio, you can speed those up as well and, you know, kind of get more content in a shorter amount of time. This next video that we're going to listen to the audio from is, I think, super important in our cultural context, where Bobby describes and talks about what is the Imago Dei and how it's relevant to kind of the cultural conversation that we're having.
How does a proper view of the Imago Dei help us preserve culture? Imago Dei comes from Latin phrase, meaning the image of God. And when we consider that people are created in the image of God, that should help us want to love them as good as we can. We want to be part of preserving culture. And that's what the church is here. The believers are justified. That is to say, we're declared righteous. And so a believer is good to go to heaven. So why does God leave us here? Well, to grow in the image of Christ and to share the message of Christ. And we are to influence culture. Jesus, in his great Sermon on the Mount, said, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt, what is it used for? Well, it can be used as a flavor enhancer. It can be used to basically create thirst, right? What is the church doing? Is it to create thirst in the culture? Is it to be a flavor enhancer? Yes. But biblically, the way it was even used often in the ancient world, it was as a preservative. So if you were fishing on the Sea of Galilee and we were out and we caught some tilapia and we were going to travel over to Jerusalem, we would pack the tilapia in salt to protect it, to preserve it from decay. Well, perhaps what Jesus is saying when saying you are the salt of the earth is go pack yourself up against culture. The culture's decaying, but go protect it from decay. You are the light of the world in a world filled with darkness. Go break into the dark world with the light of the world. And obviously, Jesus is the real light that we are reflecting. So go preserve culture by influencing it and packing yourself up against it today.
Well, thank you so much for sticking around to this point. We have one more video that we're going to listen to the audio from. It's a really fantastic video. This is one of the things that I heard a lot when I started to get into apologetics and approach other Christians in my church about doing apologetics. It was an objection that was covered by a number of people, and it was very strange because at first when you hear it, you're like, well, yeah, but is that really what Paul is saying? That really doesn't make any sense. I don't want to give too much away here, so we're going to listen to the audio, but before we do that, I just want to encourage you that if you have found value in the resources of the One Minute Apologist, the videos, the blogs, this podcast, we would invite you to be one of our supporting team members. You can do that by heading on over to oneminuteapologist.com and clicking on donate in the upper right-hand corner. Any amount will just continue to help this ministry go. You can also be a team member if you click on join on the homepage of the website. For $99 a year, you can get some extra content that's kind of behind the paywall, if you will. We periodically do some live conversations with Bobby where you can jump on and ask him your questions onto a live video chat. So we're excited about a number of those things. Without further ado, though, we're going to go ahead and check out this video.
Does knowledge puff up? Well, the question, does knowledge puff up, extracted from 1 Corinthians, being cautious that knowledge puffs up, has caused some to become anti in their stance for apologetics. Oh, I don't need knowledge because knowledge puffs up. Well, That is an erroneous way of understanding that idea. Knowledge can puff up, but we wouldn't even know that knowledge puffs up unless we had the knowledge that knowledge puffs up. So when Paul's writing about knowledge puffing up, he's not saying that knowledge is bad in and of itself, just like money's not bad in and of itself. Somebody who learns to go beat people up with answers, that can create a puffed up sense of self where we look down on others. But we need knowledge. If we took that to its extremes, that, knowledge puffs up, so I can't gain knowledge, well, then we couldn't learn. And then that would mean we couldn't love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. That would mean that we wouldn't know that we're to love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. So when we hear verses like knowledge puffs up, we shouldn't think that that means there we have proof that apologetics isn't necessary. No, we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and we are to love Him through the life of the mind. We need to just realize that through our knowledge, it should make us humble, not puffed up.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. If you want to help spread the word, please leave us a 5-star review and tell your friends about this resource. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel and blog for more credible answers to curious questions.